Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
God's presence in troubled times. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world. 1 Corinthians 11:32. Joseph in the pit, Job among the ashes, Jeremiah in the dungeon, Paul in the Philippian jail. Individuals God forgot about? Quite the contrary. Individuals in close communication with their Creator. Each learned that a child of God need never be alarmed at the presence of trouble when God is an ever-present companion. Martin Luther underscores this truth. Walk with Martin Luther, whose study of the Scripture sparked the Reformation in Germany in the 1500s. Reason holds that if God had a watchful eye on us and loved us, He would prevent all evil and not let us suffer. But now, since all sorts of calamities come to us, we conclude, either God has forgotten me, our God is hostile to me and does not want me. Against such thoughts, which we harbor by nature, we must arm ourselves with God's Word. We must not judge according to our opinion, but according to the Word. 1 Corinthians 11 tells us that God disciplines those whom He intends to keep and preserve for eternal life, that He cannot be hostile to them, but that they must nonetheless suffer all sorts of trouble, crosses, and temptations. We should cling to such passages in times of temptation. Suppose a person has a problem from which he would gladly be relieved, if he thinks, see here, if I did not have this affliction, I would fall into this or that mischief. God is acting in my best interest to keep me in His fear and drive me to the Word and prayer. It will clearly appear that God does not discipline us because He is hostile to us, but to show us His love. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 2 through 34.
I praise you for remembering me in everything and for holding to the traditions just as I pass them on to you. But I want you to realize that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man who prays or prophesies with his head covered dishonors his head. But every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head. It is the same as having her head shaved. For if a woman does not cover her head, she might as well have her hair cut off. But if it is a disgrace for a woman to have her hair cut off or her head shaved, then she should cover her head. A man ought not to cover his head, since he is the image and glory of God. But the woman is the glory of man. For man did not come from woman, but woman from man. Neither was man created for woman, but woman for man. It is for this reason that a woman ought to have authority over her own head, because of the angels. Nevertheless, in the Lord, woman is not independent of man, nor is man independent of woman. For as a woman came from man, so also man is born of woman. But everything comes from God. Judge for yourselves, is it proper for a woman to pray to God with her head uncovered? Does not the very nature of things teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a disgrace to him? But that if a woman has long hair, it is her glory, for long hair is given to her as a covering. If anyone wants to be contentious about this, we have no other practice, nor do the churches of God. In the following directives, I have no praise for you, for your meetings do more harm than good. In the first place, I hear that when you come together as a church, there are divisions among you, and to some extent I believe it. No doubt there have to be differences among you to show which of you have God's approval. So then, when you come together, it is not the Lord's supper you eat. For when you are eating, some of you go ahead with your own private suppers. As a result, one person remains hungry and another gets drunk. Don't you have homes to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God by humiliating those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you? certainly not in this matter. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. So then, my brothers and sisters, when you gather to eat, you should all eat together. Anyone who is hungry should eat something at home, so that when you meet together, it may not result in judgment. And when I come, I will give further directions.
Father, I confess how frequently I view my problems as evidence that you have forgotten me, rather than as tokens of your constant watch and care over me. When troubles and trials cause me to doubt your goodness, help me to cling to your word. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.